Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds. Today we will look at a key verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam that tells us how to open the locked door of our life. That means how to make sense of all the things which we don't really can make sense of immediately. Here is the verse. Brahma prays to Krishna. My dear Lord, any person who is constantly awaiting your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon him, and who goes on suffering the resultant actions of his past misdeeds, offering you respectful obeisances from the core of his heart, is surely eligible to become liberated, for it has become his rightful claim. Srila Prabhupada highlights this verse and says this statement of Srimad Bhagavatam should be the guide of all devotees. Let us quickly reflect about the three points which we are here meant to learn. First of all, when something happens to us, we should understand that this is caused by our own activities. It is not that the fault or the responsibility is lying out there. It is here with me. This verse teaches us to take responsibility. Second, responsibility to what happens to us. Second, while this is going on, we do a very proactive, dynamic, spiritual step forward. That is, we use our body, our heart, and our voice in Krishna's service. And the third point is, when you do this, you just need to wait until the wonderful results of bhakti come to you. You're liberated from the present situation and you are attaining the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Let us look at this now a little bit closer. I sometimes feel that reminded of my time when I was in the North Sea and the great waves came over me. First, I tried to stand tall and they washed me down on the ground so that I was bruised. But then I learned to humbly bow down, lower my head, and the same wave just went over me without creating any harm. This is the way how to deal with life. Whatever the great wave of life carries to us, we should humbly bow down. We should know this is the material life. I have to just let it roll over me. But is this fatalism? No. While we are not so attached with what happens in the material field, we become very motivated to the activities of bhakti because we engage our heart to strengthen it with faith. We use our voice to sing the holy names of the Lord, to speak about him, and we use our body in either paying obeisances to him or in any other active service. My dear listeners, Sridhar Swami says, when you can act like this, tolerant with your material experience and highly active and dynamic and forthgoing with your spiritual activities, something comes to you. You will receive the liberation of freedom from material troubles, and you will attain the service to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. This is bound to happen. And the example which is given here for illustrating how sure and certain it is that you will get your devotional treasure by this kind of activity. The example of this is something which we all know. A son or daughter has to simply stay alive to claim his or her inheritance in due course of time. Jiva Goswami explains here, we need to stay alive in bhakti. Then we will get this wonderful transcendental connection with Lord Krishna's lotus feet. He quotes a verse about what is real life. The verse says, only if the people of this world become your faithful followers are those who breathe actually alive. Otherwise, their breathing is like that of the bellows in the blacksmith's workshop. So, is it that simple? Simply have to stay alive in bhakti, then you attain Krishna? Yes, but there is something else you need to observe. Consider the example. When the children of a father quarrel and are harsh with each other, speak harsh about each other, then the merciful father might say, okay, everyone gets their inheritance, but not this hot, quarrelsome person who hurts others. So in the same way, as a father who may withhold his mercy from those who are quarrelsome, or that son who misbehaves towards the rest of the family, Krishna will not tolerate the harshness and the bad traits that are not acceptable for bhakti. Only then the inheritance of his lotus feet or the service to him in the spiritual world will be given. In closure, I would like to make two points. We have heard in verses like Savadamang Parichaja that Krishna removes the karmic reaction from his devotees. So one might ask, then why would a devotee have to undergo sufferings? What is the reason for this? And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur answers this question. He says, in the case of a devotee, the term, he will get the results of his own deeds, refers to the activities performed in bhakti. When someone performs devotional activities, he feels joyous and wonderful. When someone, however, commits aparadhas, either against the holy name, against the service, against the deities, against other devotees, then he feels distress. Our joy and distress, in other words, are caused when we are devotees mainly due to our activities in bhakti, the proper ones and the improper ones. At the same time, those who are not yet on the highest level know that a little trace of karma a little something of karma, which is already reduced by Krishna, is still experienced. Let me end with a question. Who of you will agree with me when I say we often learn the most from our most difficult experiences? I think many will say yes. I did learn from my difficulties a lot. Here I want to give you a tip. A tip which you can apply for the next week. If you learn from your most difficult experiences, this means they are your greatest teachers. Don't get stuck when something difficult happens with a negative side of it. See them as teachers and you will certainly make first-class advancement in spiritual life. These experiences shape your character. They make your talents come alive. You realize more when you have to use your hidden resources, what lies hidden within you. And in this way, your stumbling blocks become your stepping stones. Your wounds turn into wisdom that is learned. Finally, if there's something you cannot make sense of, have patience with everything that is at the moment unsolved in your heart. The German poet Rainer Maria Rilke said so nicely, "Try to love the questions themselves. They are like locked rooms and like books written in a foreign language. Do not now look for the answers. They cannot now be given to you because you would not be able to live them." So sometimes a devotee needs to be patient and understand at the moment he may not be able to figure everything out. No problem. Live with the question, what do I need to learn here? And more than anything, pray to Krishna and expect the Lord's mercy while you actively and dynamically engage in the activities of bhakti with heart, voice and body. I wish you all the best. It is a real pleasure to give these Above the Clouds episodes. At the moment I'm here surrounded with mountains in the beautiful Swiss Alps. We have the Bhakti retreat. But I wanted to address you because I care for you. See you all very soon in the next Above the Clouds episode.